Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Agency Block, provider of growth-focused insurtech solutions catering to the health, benefits, and senior market industries, recently announced the debut of a new podcast series, InsurTech Building Blocks, that delivers insight for insurance professionals. The podcast is hosted by Tim Robinson and Corey Schmidt, who join us now. Gentlemen, so glad you could join us today.
It's great to be here, John. Appreciate it.
And tell us each a little bit about yourself. And Tim, let's start with you.
Yeah, certainly. So I've joined the organization about a year and a couple months ago. I, for the last 14, 15 years, have been an executive operator for private equity-backed software businesses, really vertically focused software solutions, anything from HOA property management solutions that help those organizations run their businesses better to field service management, lawn care, pest control, HVAC servicing. So pretty diverse background, but probably the most relevant to what I'm doing today is with a group called FMG, where we did automated marketing for financial advisors, as well as for P&C insurance agents. And so I've worn a lot of hats, led pretty much every team that you can lead in an organization, and really excited to have had the opportunity to join the Agency Block team again about a year ago.
Interesting background. How about yourself, Corey?
Yeah, so I'm a bit of an entrepreneur at heart. So fresh out of college, I started a website and digital marketing company with a couple of good buddies. And out of that, actually started Agency Block back in 2008. And so that was really the beginning of us kind of building software for the health and benefits space. We tried the Field of Dreams approach, which was, you know, build it and they will come, and it didn't work out like that. So a few years into that journey, we started hiring and building a team, and happy to say that from about 2013 on, it's been nothing but significant year-over-year growth and a lot of opportunity for us as a company. So again, entrepreneur at heart, started a couple of businesses, maybe started a couple that we won't talk about that were not as successful. But yeah, my role is primarily in the technology and product space. So I spend a lot of time with customers and our team figuring out where we're going next with the product and how we want to build tools that we think will bring value to health and benefits agencies. And that's me in a nutshell.
Let's talk a little bit about the podcast, Corey. What was the impetus for putting it together?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we are in the unique position of actually working with a lot of different folks in the insurance hierarchy. And so anything from small retail, you know, two or three producer agencies, all the way up to very large national IMOs, FMOs, and MGAs. And so one of the things that we recognize is a lot of our customers were asking us and interested in the types of things that we're hearing in the industry, the kinds of things that are happening, how they might affect health and benefits agencies, and how to get, you know, better connected into that, I guess, that news stream, if you will, or that information stream. And so we just thought it'd be really interesting to use it as an opportunity to connect the dots for our customers, but also it's a really interesting way for us to learn more as well. Like the guests that we have on, you know, we really want to really understand how the things that are happening in the industry are playing it out and how they're affecting our customers. So it's just been a unique opportunity to really get connected at a deeper level with customers and also just folks that are in the industry.
Tim, tell us a little bit about the podcast itself. How long have you been doing it? How many episodes have you recorded? What sort of subject matter do you tackle?
Yeah, no, it's we've been doing it for roughly 6 months. We've done six episodes at this point. And the content has been really wide ranging. So we've had an opportunity to talk about, smoking or barbecuing techniques, Corey, just briefly, have a little bit of fun, you know, some things that we enjoy, but also talk to some great industry leaders as well, both those that work at IMOs, FMOs, some that just do industry coverage as well. I've talked to a couple of team members. We've certainly A hot topic lately, as you might imagine, has been the CMS ruling changes. So we try and keep relevant on what's happening in the space and not just be all about agency block. That's certainly not the intent. We certainly, where we can tie in the work that we're doing at agency block with what's going on in the industry and with our customers, we really like the opportunity to do that. But first and foremost, when Corey and I were sitting down thinking about doing a podcast, what could it look like? How could we produce something that's relevant to a broad audience? Where we really landed is that, again, I've got this background in working in several different industries, several different company sizes, and Corey has just got deep domain expertise and knowledge around the space and the how our products service the space. But what's actually great is Corey's probably selling himself a little short. He's a great entrepreneur at heart who has just a real broad-based experience as well. So it provides a really good opportunity for us to share perspectives that others may not have or may find just interesting.
Corey, do you have any guests? And if so, what kind of guests are you getting?
Yeah, we do have guests. And so as Tim was referencing, we've had a few folks on in our early stages of the podcast. And really our goal is to kind of have a diverse audience because, as I mentioned, our customers are in many different kind of areas of the insurance industry. And so the kinds of guests we've had on thus far have been focused on really learning more about some of the changes that are happening in the industry, how things are playing out as it relates to CMS rulings. That's been a fairly big focus of ours. And so we've had, some folks that are very tied into the legislative side of things and part of NABIP, which is a large, producer organization that's very prominent and very active as it relates to helping the legislators understand what's happening with the rulings and how they might play out in the industry. But, as Tim referenced, there's really no topic or guest that's off limits. We obviously want to keep it insurance focused and we're really interested in health and benefits. But again, it's a really unique opportunity for us to continue to learn as well and just share perspectives from our guests with our audience.
Tim, who are you finding that your listeners are?
Yeah, it's a really broad base. Apart from employees, which we've also found this to be a great way to, share our perspectives and those of others in the industry with the employees. That's certainly not the original purpose, but that's actually been a nice output of this. But we also find that we have a lot of producers that are listening in. We have a number of other providers, technology or solution providers in the space that are listening as well. And I think it says a lot to the type of guests that we're having on and the topics that we're covering. So it's anything at the producer level, other technology or service providers in the space, IMO, FMO, right? So those marketing organizations. So I believe so far it's been landing with what we had hoped, which is just a really broad spectrum of the industry.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Corey, are you getting feedback from your listeners? And if so, what sort of feedback do you get?
We have been getting feedback. And actually, we just recently had a conference for our customers. We call it the Block Builder. So we were in Atlanta. And actually, it was interesting how many conversations we had about, that we had started the podcast and the types of information that they were interested in. So we're definitely getting feedback there. And our team has always been really great about sharing on social channels. So we've seen lots of comments from folks as well. So we've gotten a few nudges for specific categories of content that people are interested in. And then, some others that have just shared their support in regards to, Tim and I, and how it sounds like we've been working for a lot longer than we have, and have pretty good chemistry on the podcast. And I just tell them I'll have to take your word for it because I'm not willing to listen to my own voice. And so we'll just leave it at that. But no, it's been great. And we've had a lot of support from, you know, from our network and from the industry at large. So we're excited to keep doing this and always welcome the feedback around the kinds of topics that folks are interested in listening to.
Tim, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners with your podcast?
Yeah, I think as we've discussed on the CMS ruling, what are the prevailing thoughts around that? Because it is evolving, right? So some of the questions that I would want to ensure that we're addressing for our listeners are, what are some of the most relevant topics that are impacting or shaping the industry today? That's certainly being a hot topic at the moment. And I think it will be for the foreseeable future. I think it's also, how relevant is agency block, or how is agency block remaining relevant to what's going on in the industry as well? You know, we're constantly evaluating, reviewing our products or product roadmap so that we're not necessarily having to react, but that we can get ahead of where some of these industry trends are going as well, so that we're relevant to the producers as well as to the marketing organizations. So I think those are the questions that people want to have answered, is what's going on in the space, especially from a technology provider perspective, and what are they doing about it?
Corey, so many platforms out there today. How do you cut through all the white noise?
Oh, it's a great question. So we spend a lot of time talking to customers to really understand what's happening, like in their world, like, you know, if you will, like boots on the ground. Like, what does it look like? How is the industry evolving? How is it changing? How are the carriers' products and offerings changing their business, and how are they adapting? So I think, you know, there's a lot of really good, you know, news and information sources out there, but there's nothing in my mind more beneficial than connecting with customers, whether it's on our customer advisory board or, you know, meeting with them directly. And we have a significant customer success team at Agency Block as well. And so fortunately, they're creating ample opportunities for us to sit in on calls and ask those types of questions, which has always been a wonderful thing. But I think ultimately it's really just connecting with customers one-on-one and asking them, you know, how is their business evolving? What can we do to help them? And how do they see the changes playing out as the industry continues to evolve? So I think that's, in my mind, something we've stayed pretty true to keep the customer at the center of everything we do. And it's really the way that we learn and grow.
Tim, any future plans for the podcast?
Yeah, the first 5 or 6 months of the podcast, I think a lot of this was Corey and I getting familiar, getting comfortable with the framework and finding topics that would be relevant. And I think it's a lot more of the same. We want to find topics that are relevant, that people want to hear about, that they want to speak about, continuing to pull in customers, as well as thought leaders in the space. It would be great to have a even bigger panel discussion where we maybe have 4 or 5 guests from time to time, so we can drive greater engagement, maybe more, maybe I'd say more, Corey, I was going to say thoughtful, but I think we're pretty thoughtful. I was going to say it'd be with 4 or 5 people, I think you could create a pretty good energy around some of these topics and just provide different viewpoints that I think would really resonate even further. So I think that's something we may try and do, like every 5th or 6th podcast, is try and bring in an even bigger group.
Well, Tim and Corey, best of luck with your podcast, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
That was Tim Robinson and Corey Schmidt, host of the Building Blocks podcast. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.